Day 37. A good night's sleep.
So, what are my, our, your, his, her, their?
What do you mean, Marta?
Well, take his, her, their. What, or better, whom, do they refer to?
Depends. His money, her money, could be Harry's money, Harriet's money. Their money could be Harry and Harriet's money.
So what's the difference between Harry and Harry's, Harriet and Harriet's?
Come on. It's the little apostrophe S, of course. And you're probably going to tell me it's the possessive.
That's the common term, and it certainly seems plausible here to say that Harry, or Harriet, in some sense, possesses the money. So what about Harry's name?
What about it? It's true that name isn't something tangible, like money, but you can give it to another person, like a father giving his name to a son, for example.
All right, but let's see how far we can go with this. What about Harry's room, Harry's school, Harry's teachers, Harry's grades, Harry's improvement? These things don't belong to Harry, do they? Like money?
No, I see what you're getting at. I understand what they all mean, but it's very hard to tie them together. There's some kind of loose relation here that I can't give a name to.
Neither can I, Patrick, or anyone else for that matter. Take Harry's room. Without any context, it could mean the room where Harry sleeps, or slept, or will sleep. The home room where Harry's class meets, or used to meet. The room where Harry is sitting and waiting to be called, and so on and on.
Okay, but at least the apostrophe S attaches to Harry, not to some other item.
Yes, but what about something like the Attorney General's appointment, or my new father-in-law's business trip?
I never thought about that kind of thing.
Or consider these conversational gems. I'm trying to remember what's his name's question, or what's the guy in the back of the room's paper doing on my desk?
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. Okay, so after all this, why call that little S the possessive?
Think of the term possessive as identifying the S not so much as meaning, but more as a form. In fact, inflection, on the single noun Harry, for example, or on the word at the end of the whole hyphenated constituent, regardless of what part of speech that word represents, like, that's the guy who just came in's mother.
Weird. I understand what it means, and I can even hear myself saying stuff like that, but isn't it a violation of some rule?
Well, what kind of violation? Can you think of a better way of saying, that's the guy who just came in's mother?
Let's see. That's the mother of the guy who just came in?
And what makes it better?
I don't know. It just feels better. With the other way, there's just too much stuff that the apostrophe S has to attach to.
Nice observation. We'll have more to say about that in another session. But what about part of speech? I mean, what's the difference between the guy's mother and the guy who just came in's mother?
Okay. They're both noun phrases, and one's just longer than the other. So you could say the S attaches to phrases, not words.
That's a very important observation, Patrick. And if you substitute a pronoun for the possessive part?
Oh, his mother. For both of them.
Uh-huh.
Cool, Marta. So are we finished with today's stuff? After all this, I'll need a good night's sleep.